have that for you in the second half hour. All right, let's go to our next guest. Claudia Cangilla McAdam. I just like saying your name, Claudia.
Thanks, John. That's a little bit of Italian in there.
Yeah, that's just fun to say. Claudia Cangilla McAdam. E is for the Eucharist, the Catholic book for the kiddos out there. Another ABC.
It is an ABC, a Catholic ABC book. You know, there are a lot of Christian ABC books, but not a really good Catholic one currently in print. And I thought, you know what? Kids need to really know some of the things that set our Catholic faith apart. So I thought, well, I'll come up with an ABC book and see if I can do that. And I'm really pleased with the result.
Now, is it to assist the kids in understanding the faith? Is this for, you know, parents, even grandparents as well? Who's the target market here?
Right. The target market is for children, but it's a family book. I mean, it's only 250 words. Very basic. I'll read you two of the letters, and you can see how simple it is. Sacraments, outward signs of inward grace. Tabernacle, Eucharistic dwelling place. Hmm. And each page is augmented by beautiful, beautiful illustrations done by Anna Maria Crum. She used a really unique technique and gave us some beautiful illustrations to go along with this book. And there's also illustrations of kids very much like the young audience that I wrote the book for, so that kids can see themselves participating in the life of the church.
What's Z?
Do you really want me to? Is that a spoiler alert?
Yeah, I want to know.
Zucchetto.
Zucchetto?
Round cap worn by clergymen. Zucchetto.
There you go. I like it. Why?
Yahweh.
Yeah. Oh,
God's
okay.
Holy name from way back when. Yes.
Now, do you have them all memorized?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yes, but I have to stop and think of each one. Sure. If you ask me, like, you know, Q or something, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's, I remember that one.
That's pretty impressive. You can memorize a whole alphabet with what you used. I always like learning about the illustrators. Tell me about your illustrator for the book.
My illustrator for this book is Anna Maria Crum. She has been doing this for decades. She's a beautiful artist and wonderful kids' book illustrator. And what she did with this book was she calls it digital cut paper. She selected handmade art papers that have beautiful colors and textures, and then she scanned them into the computer and created shapes from these papers that she put together to build the illustrations. One of the illustrations in this book has 600 layers of these cut papers, and it makes for a really deep and rich-looking illustration. Many of them are some of them are really beautiful. You can even frame them. I think they're so gorgeous.
600 layers of cut paper?
600 layers.
How long does that take?
Took her a long time. It's laborious, and she stuck with it and loved the process and was really pleased with the outcome, as was our publisher, Tan Books, and me. I thought they were gorgeous, and so it was a labor of love for her, and it shows on the page.
You know, one of the things that I really enjoy about Catholic books for kids, and we have a lot of them, is I always learn a ton. And I don't mean a little bit. I learn a ton. You know, I've said before, I have a master's in moral theology, and there are children's books, and I'm like, you know, half of the book, I'm like, I've never heard that before. I mean, I've never read that before. It's incredible.
Well, that was my goal with studying our faith. Getting my master's degree in theology wasn't to write, high-powered, deep-thinking books, but to take what I learned and to translate that into works that kids could really enjoy, and parents, too, and pull something from. And so this year has been a good year for me. I had a book released in the spring. This one is out now. I have two more coming in the fall, all picture books for kids that I think help do that. Help take families a little bit deeper into our faith in stories that are appealing and engaging and educational and entertaining all at once.
Well, look, you know the numbers, and I do, of Catholics in the Eucharist today. They're coming out, and, you know, it's not the greatest. Many Catholics, 65%, I think it's somewhere around there, believe Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, that is truly the presence of Almighty God in the Eucharist, that practice on a regular basis. Regularly on Sunday. So that's just those that practice. I think it's somewhere in the 30s, 40s percent of the Catholics that, just in general. And so we are in need of kind of a renewal when it comes to the Eucharist. So I'm glad you put that out there first and foremost. E is for Eucharist. I know the book's on a lot of other things too, but I think that's important. I think, parents will utilize this as well. Now, you're giving presentations to schools and things like that in person and virtual, right, on the book?
I do. I make a lot of presentations throughout the year. A lot of them in person when it's geographically possible, and some of them via Zoom and other types of online presentations. All my books, all my picture books, are on PowerPoint, so that when I am in a classroom or I'm doing a virtual presentation, I can share with my audience the pictures in the book, and everybody can see them at once. And so I do a lot of those, and schools are welcome to contact me at my website, claudiamcadam.com. And I also provide discussion guides for the books that I write. So when you're talking about learning more about our faith, John, for this book in particular, there's interesting tidbits about some of the things that are in the book, like the tabernacle one. The illustration shows a key being inserted into the tabernacle because we keep it locked. Well, why do we keep it locked?
Yeah.
In the discussion guide, I explain why we keep it locked, to make sure that our Lord, because that really is our Lord, is treated with respect and kept safe so that the Blessed Sacrament can't be stolen or destroyed. That's how much we value the Eucharist, which is the source and summit of our faith. So fun things to do in a discussion guide. There's a free downloadable coloring page at my website so that young artists can compete with Anna Maria with her beautiful illustrations and download one of the illustrations as a coloring page and color it themselves.
It's funny case in point of what I was saying before and learning things, you know, even that right there, I always see them lock the tabernacle. I know there's a key with it. You know, I remember in seminary, that was one of my responsibilities as well at one time. And yet you don't even think about it. But yet you kind of bring the spotlight to it and say, hey, take a minute and just think about this here for a second. And I like that, Claudia. Mm-hmm. You do a great job. What's your next book?
In the fall, I have a Christmas book coming out called The Christmas Light. It's the story of the daughter of the Bethlehem innkeeper and her encounter with Jesus. And then after that, I have another book coming out called The Real Presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, crossed out, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, The Real Presence, about two young cousins in Capernaum at the time of Jesus who present him with the wheat they've grown via bread and then the grapes they've grown via wine, which become the two elements that are used at the Last Supper. So it's gifts they give to Jesus who then makes them into his body and blood, his real presence. So it's a storybook for kids that helps them understand the Eucharist a little bit better.
Very cool. What's your website?
Claudia McAdam. That's MCADAM.com.
ClaudiaMcAdam.com, everyone. TanBooks.com as well. You can go there. Put in E is for Eucharist. Otherwise, you can go to Divine Treasures here locally, and if they don't have it, they will certainly order it for you. Claudia, God bless your work.
Thank you, John. So nice to speak with you again.
Absolutely.
Love being on your show.
Well, thank you. We love having you. Coming up second half hour, Julie Nelson, co-host of Catholic Women Now, going to preview their 9 o'clock show. Also, I just thought there was a great piece that was done by the National Catholic Register, and I pulled out some insights here on Jennifer Fulweiler, just a leap of faith that she took. And I thought, you know, this inspired me. I